Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Moral of the story. Moral of the story. Moral of the story.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, I welcome you back to our program One Story, One Lesson, wherein Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we listen to a beautiful story and try to achieve pearls of wisdom from that story and try to implement those pearls of wisdom in our life. But before we go ahead towards a very beautiful, interesting, iman-refreshing story, let's listen to a narration regarding the excellence of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recites durood upon me 50 times daily, I shall shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we often listen to stories and sometimes for the sake of entertainment, because it's all about stories. We want stories, we want to hear something, we want to know something. But that story, to know something, that information will become beneficial if we try to take positive lessons out of those stories. And you know, we have heard many stories, many interesting stories regarding this person, regarding that person, regarding so-called hero, regarding that Superman and, you know, superheroes or things like that. But today we will talk about such a superhero. Today we'll talk about such a strong person, such a brave person, that inshallah ta'ala, you will feel the essence of iman and the beauty of iman in your heart. And inshallah, the story will increase the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for you. Yes, this story refers to an excellent personality of Islam, none other than Sayyiduna Junaid al-Baghdadi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Junaid al-Baghdadi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, we all know, a very famous saint, a very great friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was actually a wrestler. His profession was to fight. His profession was to participate in bouts, and he would fight. That was his profession, and he was famous for this. One of the most famous, nationally known wrestler. He was famous, he was known, he was popular, such a brave person that, you know, there would be competitions, there would be ceremonies like that, there would be gatherings like that, whereabout it would be announced that who is there who can defeat Junaid. Just imagine, what a person, what a personality, what a brave man. So once what happened would change the life of Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to this extent that Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became one of the biggest walis of his time. So my dear Islamic brothers, inshallah, today we will learn regarding what happened, which changed the lifestyle, which changed the life of Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu completely and brought a Madani revolution in his life. So Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as it was a custom of that time, there was a ceremony, and the king, the person who was in charge, he announced that who is there who can defeat Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the person who defeated Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would be rewarded. He would get lots of gifts and things like that. So when the announcement was made, there was an old person, a weak person, couldn't even stand straight. The person came forward and said that, I am ready to fight Junaid. So everyone was shocked. People are clapping, people are laughing, people are mocking at that person, that for sure, this person is going to lose. Come on, who is there who can defeat Junaid? And look at this man, look at his size, look at his age, and he is saying, he is claiming that he will defeat Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala. No, it's impossible, come on, not possible. But of course, it was a rule that the person out of his own will, wills and claims that he is ready to fight, he cannot be refused and forced to be stepped back. So the king, the master of the ceremony, he said that, obviously, that's your will, that's what you decided. So now it's up to you. Enter in the ring. Fight is ready to take place. Everyone is set and everyone is watching. They all know it will finish in a few seconds and Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala will finish this man off. This man has gone for a suicide mission. What else is it? But this man, as he enters the ring, he goes near Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu and says, "Oh Junaid, lend me your ear. I want to say something to you." And then he says that, "I know it is not possible for me to win you. I know it's not possible. I'm very weak, I'm very old, and who doesn't know about you? You're very strong, you're very brave. It's not easy for me to defeat you. I know I cannot win you. But listen to me very carefully, that I am a Sayyid. I am from the descendants of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And my position is very bad. I'm in such crisis that my children are starving at home. I don't have anything at home. But I am from the descendants of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am from the family of the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Junaid. Are you prepared to sacrifice your name, your honor and position for the love of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Are you ready to sacrifice it? Your honor, your fame, everyone knows you, everyone praises you. Are you ready to sacrifice all that and let me win today so I can take that prize? I can take that reward and arrange something, arrange some food and necessary items for my family, for my children. Are you ready to do that?" Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu thought for a while. He started thinking. He's quiet. And after thinking, he says to himself that, "Oh Junaid, this is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is an opportunity to change your life. This is an opportunity to attain the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." The fight starts. As the fight starts, Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he kind of acted that he is fighting. He is in the competition. Not that he surrenders at once, or not that he, you know, makes it obvious that he is losing on purpose or intentionally. No. But he shows that he is fighting and he is struggling to show the people that this old man is fighting, he is struggling, and he is giving me a tough time. And that's what Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu did throughout the time. Until Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was easily taken down by the old man. And the old man climbed the chest of Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu and won that bout. That person, the old man, the descendant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, attained the prize. When he got the prize, he bought the necessaries for his children. The children who were starving now have something to eat. They are in need, but now many of the needs are fulfilled. Who became the means? Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Reason because that person was a Sayyid. That person said, "I am from the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." And Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was ready. And in fact, he did sacrifice his name. He did sacrifice his honor. He did sacrifice his prestige. He did sacrifice his reputation, which was nationally known. What happened as a result? Allahu Akbar. That night, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came in the dream of Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and said, "Oh Junaid, you have sacrificed your honor, your nationally acclaimed fame, your name and position, which was famous throughout Baghdad. Why? Because of the love of my children. You have sacrificed everything. So as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recorded you amongst the awliya Allah. Your name is now in the list of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine. And now today, the world knows Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We make dua through the name of Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We love this great friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this great friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became a great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and due to the reason because he sacrificed his name and fame. He did not care about his name and fame. Why? On the name of the family of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islamic brothers, look at this beautiful story. What a narration. How things change, how lives change, and which level does the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam take you to? Respecting the Sayyid grants you such higher levels. And why shouldn't we respect those who are Sayyids? Why shouldn't we respect those who come from the lineage of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? We should respect them. Why? One main reason, the basic, the fundamental reason, because they have a connection with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, with the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And trust me, to love the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is an essential part of our iman. Of course, when we love the descendants of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that time only we will be able to love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we attain the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then only we will be able to attain completion in our faith. Now, to love the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, of course we do claim and we do believe we love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anything else. And inshallah ta'ala, this love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will benefit us in this world and in the hereafter. But as claimers that we love the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what do we have to do? You know, in Surah Al-Fatiha, we make dua. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم يا الله سبحانه وتعالى O our creator, O our sustainer, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم Guide us to the straight path. Which straight path? صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم The path of those upon whom you have favored. If we want to go to that path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a simple solution. From the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are in the company of those on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored. And who are those upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored? Who are these personalities? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ These are those who are the Nabis, the Prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the truthful people. They are the Shaheeds, the martyrs who sacrifice their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the Salihin, the pious people, those people who attained piety. So when we follow Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshaAllah, we will be with such companies, inshaAllah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا What beautiful company is that? Such a beautiful companionship is that? Just imagine. So inshallah, with the love of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we will get this encouragement to act upon the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once we act upon the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts, inshaAllah azza wa jal, we will attain such companies on the day of judgment, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us such companies on the day of judgment. And regarding the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment, Allahu Akbar. such a beautiful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has beautifully said, a man shall enjoin that person whom he loves. We love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will be with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the neighborhood of our beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Now regarding loving the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Junayd al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu attained such a high station, such a high level, the reason was love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, trying to make the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy. So if we also try to make the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy, and we create this love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts, you know what the benefit is? Rasulullah Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's beloved sahabi, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, none of you will have faith till he loves me more than his father, his children, and all mankind. If we do not love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than our father, more than our children, more than anything else in the world, our iman will not be completed. So one benefit to love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the main, the foremost benefit is the completion of our faith. Listen to another hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, such a beautiful narration, again reported by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has said, whoever possesses the following three qualities will have the sweetness of iman. The person who has three qualities will attain the sweetness of iman. First quality, the one to whom Allah and His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam become dearer than anything else. The person who has this characteristic, that he loves Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anything else, he will attain the sweetness of iman. Second person is the one who loves a person and he loves him only and only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person is loving another person, but that is only for the sake of Allah, just for the sake of Allah. That person will attain the sweetness of iman. The third person who hates to revert, who hates to go to step into misguidance and kufr, as he hates to jump in fire. Such person who hates going into kufr, just as he hates entering into fire, such a person will inshallah azza wa jal attain the sweetness of iman. Do you want to attain the sweetness of iman? We have to follow these things. We have to love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We have to love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will attain the sweetness of iman. It is narrated by Abdullah ibn Hisham radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We were with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he was holding the hand of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, O Allah's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you are dearer to me than anything else in the world except my own soul. Apart from my own soul, whatever it may be, whatever in the entire world, you are more dearer to me than everything and anything in the entire world, but just other than my soul. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, O Umar, no, by him in whose divine control my soul is, you will not have complete faith till I am dearer to you than your own life, than your own self. The time when I am dearer to you than your own life, at that time only you will be able to attain complete iman. So to attain complete iman, we have to love the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam more than anything else in the world, including our own lives. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's beloved sahabi, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he heard this statement, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, now by Allah, you are dearer to me than my own self. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, O Umar, now you are a complete believer. Imagine. Another narration, A beautiful narration, again narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that once a man asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam about the Day of Judgment. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, tell me about the Day of Judgment. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam replied, oh man, you're asking about the Day of Judgment? What have you prepared for the Day of Judgment? What have you prepared for the last hour? The man says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, nothing at all. I haven't prepared anything, but I love Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam replies, you will be with those whom you love. Subhanallah. We want to be with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam on the Day of Judgment, then inshallah ta'ala, we have to develop the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in our hearts. Another narration, a beautiful hadith apart, Sayyidina Safwan ibn Qudama radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I immigrated to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and went to him and said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, give me your hand. So he gave me his hand. I said, O Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I love you. He said, O person, a man would be with the one whom he loves. Imagine, a sahabi coming to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and asking, Ya Rasulullah, give me your hand. Allahu Akbar. Look at the fortune of this sahabi. Give me your hand, Ya Rasulullah. Rasulullah Paak gives his blessed hand to that sahabi, and that sahabi holds the hand and says, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. And Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasallam replies that a person will be with that person whom he loves. So in order to attain the companionship of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and inshallah, the neighborhood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Jannah, we have to love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is necessary for completion of one's faith. And we have seen what is the result of loving the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. We have understood from the story of Sayyidina Junayd al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So we have to take this lesson from this beautiful story, that we should love the descendants of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We should love the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We should love the Ahlul Bayt of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we should love our beloved master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And along with that, we have to kill our nafs when it comes to helping others at times. Like in the story of Junayd al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to help someone, he gave up his name, he gave up his fame. But the ultimate result was this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him a greater station. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the sadaqah of Junayd al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, grant us this effort that we also try to help one another, and we also attain the love of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in order to taste the sweetness of Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to act upon whatever we heard. Ameen. Bijahil Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Moral of the story, moral of the story, moral of the story.